Hi guys! Click here to read Harper's Halloween blog. Listen to the audio of the soon-to-be captive slave the whole way to the end, and you get your key at the end of this spooky, sexy story. Psst, it isn't in the text, so you have to listen. Enjoy! A captive slave in a Shaitan's parlor. Secret submissive. Alan Grayston, by all outward appearances, was successful. He had more money than he could spend in a lifetime, countless homes, and could have any woman he wanted. Correction. He could have women that were shallow and easily taken by his superficial charm and wealth. He enjoyed being able to use his money to get whatever he wanted. He built a fake persona around this fact and outwardly became an arrogant prick. The problem was, the more he wore this social mask, the more he embodied it. Sometimes part of him craved his simp days when he used to be submissive to his girlfriend. Secretly, he wished his life had more meaning, and that he could find a strong woman who would make him her captive slave. He would often call phone mistresses and try to provoke them to get a reaction because he was surrounded by supplicants. Only a vast echo chamber of his preferences and ideologies. It bored him to tears. He ached for someone who would tell him the truth. And when he was out of line, he could get a whisper of that if he paid for it, just like everything else. An erotic scene. Alan loved to collect art. One of his favorite pieces was The Eternal Idol by Auguste Rodin. This piece embodied his secret submissive feelings he felt like he had to hide. During one of his travels to the Middle East, he came across a strange, rather odd painting at an antique shop, with an enigmatic, Victorian-looking woman in her sitting room. She had her delicate hand on the shoulder of a kneeling man. He could only see the man's back, broad frame, and the bottoms of his shoes. She sat there with a regal smile and pale skin, her dark hair cascading down her shoulders. The woman's supple breasts were pressed in and up in a velvet ruby gown with golden embroidery on the sleeves and hem. He was infatuated with her the first time he laid eyes on the painting. There was no name inscribed by the artist, just a bright red dot of thick oil paint on the lower right corner. He decided to place the painting in his room, so it was the last thing he would see before he fell asleep. Alan's dreams were so lucid that night. He and the beautiful woman danced in her parlor, and they had the most wonderful conversations he couldn't seem to recollect. He awoke with a smile on his face, and a hard-on he hadn't had since he was in his 20s. He looked at the painting and something was off. The red ribbon in her hair was missing. He looked down at his cock, and it had a red ribbon wrapped around it. Alan took it off and smelled it. Roses and sandalwood, just like her. He shook his head. I must have drank too much last night, he thought. A salacious specter. Alan couldn't shake the feeling. He was horny all day and tried to steal away during work to take care of it. Every time he tried to stroke it to come, he'd get about half a stroke away and hit a wall. He could hear a feminine laugh echo in his mind every time he tried to get off. He just couldn't come, and his wrist burnt. He looked down at his wrist and saw a red mark. It looked very similar to the non-signature mark on the painting, but he didn't burn himself, he thought. Deepest desires and darkest fears. Alan retired that evening, but he couldn't stop looking at the painting. The dark-haired woman with piercing gray eyes seemed to follow him wherever he was in his bedroom. He itched at his wrist, pulled the cover over him, and drifted off into a fitful sleep. This time, she appeared and giggled at him. Oh, look at your beautiful brand, her voice purred. Her elegant finger rubbed over his wrist, and when she touched it, he felt as if he were her puppet. She smiled at him as she took off all of his clothes. Kneel, her regal voice commanded. Alan's mind was very lucid in this dream, and he felt as if she read his mind and knew what he needed. He felt his cock throb as he kissed the tops of her shoes. His lips melted into the leather of her boot. She then had him lay across her lap and she spanked him soundly. "No touching without my permission," she said. He felt humiliated and subdued. The dream was so lucid he could smell her perfume, feel the soft velvet of her skirts on his skin. Alan longed to serve her. He wanted so badly to lick her pussy to please her. The seductive lady laughed as if reading his mind.
"Be careful what you wish for," she whispered.
He awoke with a gasp, having had one of the most intense wet dreams he's ever had. He looked at his itching wrist in the painting. He laid in his bed, bare-chested. He blinked in disbelief as he looked upon the painting, and his white t-shirt lay strewn on her parlor floor. Unwitting prey captured. Alan's dream grew more intense nightly. The beautiful woman doled out the most delightful torments. She tied him up in her parlor and whipped him. She ruthlessly teased him with her panties and the scent of her pussy. Sometimes she would edge him over and over again until he awoke. Anytime he tried to masturbate, he could not complete his orgasm. The only time he came was when she gave permission, which didn't happen since that initial ecstatic release. He kept chasing that dragon, night after night obeying her, begging for release. Alan became so consumed with her that he took a month-long sabbatical just to see her in his dreams. It was Halloween, and usually spent it partying with his friends, but he wanted to spend it with her. She was the mistress he'd always wanted. He stripped down naked and put a collar on and knelt in front of the painting, looking longingly at his mistress, his lady. He drifted off to sleep on the floor, and he awoke inside her dream at her feet, her shiny boot tip in his mouth. "You're ready now, for your initiation," she said. "What do you mean?" Alan questioned. She soundly slapped his face. "You only speak when given permission." Alan lowered his head in shame. "You clearly want to be mine forever," she said astutely. "In fact, we can seal the deal with an orgasm, Alan. Remember the one you had several months ago? It was quite exquisite, wasn't it?" she asked, smirking. Alan couldn't think of anything he wanted more and began to beg silently and grovel at her feet. He knew he was dreaming, but he didn't want the dream to end. Alan looked up into the lady's eyes. They turned completely black, and he heard his own thoughts echo in his mind. "I want to be with her. I want to be with her. I want to be with her. I want to be her slave. I want to be her slave. I want to be her slave. Ever, 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 ever." When he awoke, he heard her voice. "Stand up and turn around." He obeyed and saw the lady dressed in modern clothes in his bedroom. "You've built quite a wonderful little empire for me, Alan," she said, smiling. "I'll be taking that over from now on." Alan could not move. He felt his frame standing straight, stalwart, captive, unable to speak or move. He could only see his bedroom from the perspective of the painting on his wall. As his eyes darted around the familiar room, he caught a glimpse of the mirror above his bed reflecting the image of the painting. He no longer saw her. He only saw his own image standing attentively dressed like a butler. "What a lovely painting," she said. She looked in at him and said, "You'd better hope I don't get sick of it." The lady came over and peered at him from his bedroom. She smiled at him, winked, and blew a kiss in his direction as he stood there immobile, only seeing his reflection in the mirror and hearing the echo of her heels clicking his Italian tiled floors as she left. Well, that's the end, guys. I hope you enjoyed my Halloween sexy story. If you really loved it, please vote for me on the Daily Cock and enjoy the next installation with Empress Mandy. Oh, and one last thing I'm sure you've been eagerly awaiting for. Your secret key to the Femdom Dungeon is 311.